said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. That heart pumping music means that we have our friend from the Hastings area YMCA, and Tracy Spinks is here. She's the Forever Well coordinator, and she is here to tell us about all things going on spring and early summer. Great to see you.
You too.
So fun to talk to you today in person. So is there an energy at the facility when the weather starts to turn? People are in better moods?
Absolutely. And it encourages us to offer some outdoor activities besides indoor activities. So I think that's pretty exciting, being able to put things on our schedule and our activity calendar that include, you know, using our outdoor space. So that's really exciting, at least to me, and I think to a lot of members too.
And you really do have a beautiful outdoor space, so I'm sure that there's lots of things that you could do. And you're close by walking paths.
The trails.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah. So tell us about some of the new things that you wanted to fill us in on.
Yeah, so starting Fridays for the month of May, we're going to be offering Nordic walking.
And what is that?
Yeah, so we use Nordic walking poles. They're adjustable according to your height, and it gives us an upper body workout that's really healthful. Rather than just a walk with your arms down by your side, it gets your arms moving with some elbow action going back and forth. It's a relaxed walking position, so the poles don't really lift off the ground very much. It's more of a glide.
Okay,
kind of like cross country ski is kind of a glide.
So do you put them on the ground or no?
Yes.
Or you do?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the bottom of the poles are what we call little boots, and they're flexible, so they bend as you move them with your stride.
Sure.
So I was able to purchase, with a grant that we received from Y of the USA, 10 extra poles, so we can take 20 folks out Nordic walking. And we're starting that Fridays from 10:15 to 11:15. So we'll meet in the Y lobby. There's no sign up required, just kind of first come, first serve to get poles. If you have your own, you can bring them. And then we'll be walking trails around the Y or sidewalks that are paved for an hour about.
I've seen people walk with just one pole. Is that the same concept or no?
No, some folks like to use, there's different types of walking poles or sticks, they might call them. Some are longer than others, where it's more of a supportive thing for people to stand taller who might have an injury on a leg or a limb, and that just kind of helps them move along. Where Nordic walking is a more fit type of walking, kind of like snowshoeing. You know, you don't necessarily put them on to make your walk easier. It's very vigorous using snowshoes. So same thing with the Nordic walking poles. It gives you a more vigorous workout on your walk.
Oh, I love it. And then how far do you go?
It depends on the group that's going. All paces can go together. Our leader of the group will always go with person that's in the back of the pack, and then when we get out 30 minutes, if we're not doing like a circle path, whoever's in the lead just turns around and starts to head back, so that we make sure it's no longer than 60 minutes. So
sounds so fun.
Yeah, so very often, just as an example, we've been able to walk down to the lock and dam from the YMCA.
Oh, sure.
And then back up that hill.
Oh, so that's, gosh.
It's a really good walk, and when you have the poles, it just adds a little extra upper body work. So
I would assume the poles kind of help you get up the hill, or no?
They do give support, but they also give you that arm movement that you may not have if you're just walking without any assistance.
So, love it.
Yeah,
it's all good. Well, that's fun.
We also have our normal arts and craft group. We have movie day, pie day the first Friday every month. We're doing a lunch bunch, out and about in Hastings and the surrounding areas on our calendar. We have a new class called Drums Alive, and we've been doing demos for the month of April and May. So we've got one or more of those coming up Tuesday, May 17th.
And what does that entail, please?
We have a stability ball.
Yep.
That is placed on a riser, like the step risers that go underneath. They're square, and the ball sits... The circle ball sits in the square, but yes, it does, so that it doesn't roll around. And then we have drumsticks. So we drum on the stability ball, and there's a lot
Are we standing?
Yeah, we're standing. It can be modified for seated if someone needed to, but we do, we travel around the ball. We travel to our neighbor's ball. We tap on our own, on our neighbor's. It's quite active and very fun. It's to the rhythm of the music. And Drums Alive was created not only for a physical activity and fun way to get your whole body moving, but also it helps in prevention or slowing down Alzheimer's and dementia, because you're using a lot of left brain and right brain movements by crossing over and leading with opposite hands. So there's a lot more scientifically that goes into the drumming than just banging.
Is this something that we would need to register for, please?
So the trial classes that I'm doing are going to be registration. That will be online for just the sample, the demo classes, because it's a small space. When we put it on the schedule in June, starting June, Tuesday mornings, it's first come, first serve. And we have 30 balls, so 30 folks can do it at a time, which seems like a lot, but once you get everybody next to each other, it doesn't seem like a very big group, because you have to be close enough to tap on your neighbor's ball as well as your own. So
fun. It sounds fun and active.
It is. It's very fun. And there's so many different levels. You can make it high impact, low impact, or seated, like I was saying.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, Tracy, you mentioned that you do a movie once a month, and I think this month's movie is one that not only resonates with a lot of people, but we've seen it, and the title of the movie really did almost become part of our vernacular. Can you tell people the movie?
The movie we're showing is The Bucket List, and that is with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Such a classic movie.
It is. And it's good to have reminders, even if we've seen it before, that life is an adventure, and we need to take advantage of every moment of it, regardless of where fate has us heading, that we need to live our lives and do the things that we really would like to enjoy before we depart this world. So
I bet it's going to be a really popular one.
Yeah, I think so. I think, too, as the weather gets nicer, it's going to be dependent, too, on those nice days. You know, people are going to try and get some yard work done and stuff, too. So that's kind of one of the things in the summer. It's like, well, get up early and do your work so you can come do the fun stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know part of aging well is we try to keep our mind also moving forward or calmed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you have something going on, I know, also too.
Yeah. So Healthy Aging Week for the YMCA of the North is May 16th to 20th. So we have various things planned that week. So one of those was the drumming activity on Tuesday. The Monday and Wednesday of that week, we have our regular coffee and chat along with board games. So games are another way to stimulate our minds and also have that chatting time with people, some good laughs. And then on Tuesday after the drumming class, we're going to be offering a meditation, and we have a gal coming from another city who's going to lead a 30-minute meditation. So it's a self-care practice that allows you to transform how the mind reacts or relates to the world through practicing non-judgmental thoughts, feelings, and sensations. So it's really coming in touch with your mind, your soul, what's inside of you through breathing activities, thoughts, sometimes maybe touching your face or your fingers or, you know, different feelings that you might have. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm hoping that's something that we'll be able to add permanently going forward in the months to come. So this is sort of just a demo that week of Healthy Aging Week. So yeah. And then our Nordic walking, of course, will be on Friday. So we have different activities every single day besides our regular group exercise classes. So I'm really excited about heading into summer with some fun activities. We're also leading up to something called Unlock It.
What is that?
So Unlock It is a self-guided outdoor scavenger hunt-like experience using a map, following clues, and unlocking letters that, when they're unscrambled, form a keyword. So the Y of the North has been offering these at parks throughout the Twin Cities and metro area. And you can go online, YMCA North/unlock it, and you'll see it pop up if you do a Google. And if you click on that, the page comes up and it shows all the different parks that they offer this at. And there's a huge representation of all the different cities that it's offered in. So then if you'd like to join in, you click on one of the parks and it'll ask for your name and your, I think it's your email. And it takes you to the next page so that you can actually download a map and then the clues that you're going to look for when you go to the Unlock It. It's really, really, really exciting for us because this is a pilot, something new that's the Y is partnering with Health Partners and then our Unlock It team at YMCA of the North. So this is for anyone. Anybody can go during daylight hours to these parks. You don't have to be any specific age group. It's really something that was stemmed through some of the activities that we've done for kids, like the bicycling for health and different things that we've done for families.
I was just thinking, what a great family activity.
Yeah.
Kids are spending the day with grandma for daycare.
Absolutely.
And she's like, what to do with these kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Unlock It. How long do you think something like this would take? Like, let's say you get to the park.
Yeah.
Is it an hour? Is it?
Depends how long it takes you to find the clues. So as an example, I brought one of them along today. There are 10 questions on this scavenger hunt.
Oh.
And I printed off Como Lake in St. Paul.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The park. Yeah. So there's around the whole outside edge
yes.
of that lake. There are different things that you're going to look for. And so there's 10 questions.
Are one of them French fries at their stand? Is that one of them?
You know, I'm not going to give you any clues.
Because that's what I look for when I walk around the lake. That's my reward at the
yeah.
end.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of rewards in that whole area. It's beautiful up there.
It is. What are some of the clues?
Yeah. So once you fill in the clues, there's a square around different letters in those words.
Okay.
Which, when unscrambled, makes a keyword, and you can enter that keyword into the online site to win prizes like tickets to the Science Museum and
wonderful.
Viking memorabilia, that kind of stuff. So yeah, you can actually win prizes, and you can enter those words at each different park. So there's probably a dozen or more
participating park.
They're all on that website. The fun thing that we're doing that we haven't tried before, we're offering some Forever Well, so our 55 plus population Unlock It this summer. We'll have 3 each month for June, July, and August. Our Forever Well coordinators from different branches are going to be hosting at some of these parks. And then Caribou Coffee is partnering with us and bringing a truck to serve coffee. So we'll all gather, get our maps, have some coffee, do the Unlock It. Folks are welcome to bring a bag lunch along so that we can enjoy lunch at the park afterwards. So it's meant to be a really fun activity to get to know other people or come with friends and spend some time outside together. So I'm really excited about this launching.
So where is the first park you're going to go to?
We are going to be in Hudson,
okay.
Wisconsin.
Is that the closest one to us?
Actually, in July, there's one in Lebanon Hills at
oh,
the
nice.
Park.
Sure.
And I'm hoping to host that one. So we all have that opportunity if our schedules allow it. So July 13th is going to be my turn to go to one of these events and participate and hopefully get a whole couple carloads of people to go with me. So
fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about
so,
it.
So again, is this something that we sign up for and how do we do that?
Nope, just show up.
Oh.
You just show up.
You will help with transportation?
folks need to drive themselves, or we can put together carpools if we have folks asking, you know, is there a ride available? Otherwise, not providing rides, but we can set up ride boards if there's folks that would like to drive and take other members. We can facilitate that. So that's something that we've been doing as of late, especially with COVID. So,
So this goes all summer.
Yes, there'll be three every month on Wednesday mornings between 10 and noon. So we catch the earlier part of the morning because there'll be a little travel time depending on where you go. There's going to be a few dates, you know, of course, holidays and such that we won't be offering them. So that is going to be fantastic. And then I found out at the branch that we're going to be offering our Get Summer memberships for our younger folks. So,
oh, that's so wonderful. Yes. Explain what that is to our listeners, please.
Yes. So this will be provided by a grant. I don't have all the details on the sponsor yet, but folks that are grades 9 through 12, so high school grades,
kids, yes,
will be able to apply online for a free membership between May 31st and August 30. August 31st. So basically 3 months to be able to come to the Y and hang out and exercise and play basketball and see their friends in a safe, caring environment. So,
and it's a Y membership where you can go anytime that you want. It's not just during certain times, right?
Correct. Now, there's going to be times where you might not be able to go in the pool because there's a class or something.
Sure.
Or one of our summer kid programs might be using that space. So you just find another space in the building that's open so they can go to group fitness classes or go up in the fitness center. There'll be, you know, many different things that we'll be planning throughout the summer that folks will be invited to do. All ages. We welcome everyone, every single person. So
fun. And this is great for kids, I think, also to spend time at a gym that, you know, the formality of a gym versus, you know, maybe working out at home, or maybe it's their first foray into working out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing for kids. That's just great. And what's the price of that again?
Free.
That's pretty nice. And that's a first come, first serve, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So there'll be more details as we go. We'll be giving that out to the public as we learn more about the specifics, where you can find those registrations. But you can go to the YMCANorth.org website, and we always have our information posted on there. So the Unlock It you can find on there, classes, schedules for the gym, the pool, anything Y-related, you can go branch by branch and look at different facilities. And those memberships are good through the whole metro area. All of the Ys in our north metro area are included in those memberships.
It's pretty nice.
It's a really good value.
It is. Tracy, great to see you. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
I feel like it's here.
Yes.
Excellent. Tracy Spink, she is the Forever Well coordinator at the Hastings YMCA of the North, and we're always thrilled when she stops in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Yourself off the-